You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Testing. What do you? Why are you wasting my index cards? What are you
wasting
doing?
Wasting them. I'm not allowed to have one index card. Writing some ideas down.
Well, I get these index cards and I find them all over the place. My index cards and my Q-tips are being wasted immensely throughout the house. Test your mic, please.
Hello.
Welcome to My Wife Hates Me, the most controversial and the most. I guess.
You want to talk about divisive. You want to talk about taking a stand. You're either Team Bonnie or Team Rich. I went on your feed the other day and I realized, like,
what's my feed on what?
You know, your threat, your for your Twitter.
Yeah, what about it?
People say shitty things about me.
No, I haven't read one anything.
And sometimes you'll retweet something that's nice about you, but not so much about me.
You're out of your mind. What are you talking about? No one says mean things about you. If they do, they get blocked.
They're like,
or muted now.
They'll be like, I think you're an idiot, but Bonnie's worse on this topic than you. Stuff like that.
That's one time someone wrote about politics.
Bonnie doesn't know what she's talking about. But you know what? I don't mind when people say that at all. I used to mind maybe 10 years ago. But then it's like nobody knows anything.
First
Everyone's
of all,
an idiot. Twitter, so you just fit right in.
Twitter hasn't been around for 10 years.
No, I just mean, in general, I didn't like it. If I never wanted to talk politics because I thought people would think I was an idiot. But then I started to realize, oh, everyone's an idiot.
I think if you just talk, people think you're an idiot.
Well, that's possible.
Okay. There's a new link that we're going to set up for Amazon. It's not amazon.richvoss.com anymore, I don't think. Another member of Riotcast told me that Amazon wants you to set up a different way and whatever. I don't know.
Until
we do, when they buy an Amazon, if you're, go ahead, still do Amazon.
If you don't know what you're talking about, just don't say anything yet. Say something on the next podcast when you figure it out.
I just don't want people to waste their time buying on Amazon.
Nobody's doing it.
Yeah,
there's seven people out there that have done it. It's like, thank you, we appreciate it, but come on, you're not making, who, just wait until you have the facts and then click.
Oh, really? Is that it? Is that how you do it?
I can't. Do I have to do a Blue Apron read?
Yes, and do not mess this up.
Why can't you do the reads?
Because I can't
it's
see.
It's fundamentally against everything I stand for.
Well, you love Blue Ribbon.
I love Blue Ribbon, man.
We had it the other...
It's not Blue Ribbon. It's Blue Apron. I also love Blue Apron.
Yeah.
No, I've used this now a few times, and the great thing about it is we got it...
For free. No.
No, we got it last week, 2 weeks ago. And Rain and I did them together, all of them. It's like I'm teaching her how to cook. It's a good way to teach your kid how to cook.
All right, start with, there's two pages, I think, so kind of zip through it. Go.
I mean, not all the, I'm doing the first part of it. It says, be conversational, make it your own.
Oh, well, don't read
that.
That's
what I was doing. I was like, hey, I teach my kid. It's amazing.
Well, you did.
It's true. And
not only did she make it the other night, she set the table like it was some kind of big dinner party.
Yeah, Raina got excited about
her dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
And she served my bai. Is that what they call that drink? Bai?
Yeah, it's not
B-A-I. B-A-I. She served it in a wine glass. Like,
yes.
I was drinking wine.
Yes. She put water in hers. She had white wine and bai in yours, and you had red wine.
And it wasn't wine.
And it's amazing, this Blue Apron. It's affordable. It's very affordable. For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. There's a lot of different things you can order. Big variety. You'll never get bored. It's flexible. You can customize your recipes each week based on your... That was a nice thing I could go through and click on. Are you a vegetarian? Are you, you know, what are the things you don't like?
I don't eat red meat.
Yeah, so you wouldn't, they would never send you that. They can customize it for you. Blue Apron's freshness is guaranteed. Every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. So everything's portioned out, very fresh.
Are you talking to me like I don't know? Or are you reading it?
Well, I don't know how to like tell my microphone. Microphone. If you get Blue Apron, it's amazing. So you should go. You know, you should seriously go check this out. Their menu. You get the first three meals free. That's ridiculous. Three meals free, everybody. Just go do it with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Voss. blueapron.com/Voss. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Voss. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook.
Wait, there's another page.
They're both the same.
No. Are they?
Well, I'm not going to read this whole thing. They got enough. It's a lot. Go to their website.
Read a little more. That's what they want.
Oh, really, Rich? You're the only person on the planet that's like, you know what we should do? We should bog the podcast down with more ads. Let's do ads for half the podcast. You do it. It's probably like a 90-second thing. We spent 90 seconds on it. There you go. It's fantastic. I don't know how many more ways to say it. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. There. Are you scared that they're going to pull it?
No.
Because, oh, he didn't talk for one-third of his podcast about Blue Apron? Woo! Oh, boy.
You know what?
These guys, they don't get it.
You know
Blue Apron. That's where it's at.
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to call this fucking podcast Blue Apron. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to... That's all. Let's not talk about anything else. Let's just talk about Blue Apron.
I'm going to buy you a Blue Apron today when I go to Walmart.
I love Blue Aprons. I mean, they couldn't have named it a better thing because blue is my favorite color. Aprons, that's my favorite domestic wear.
Blue is what you did to me in the past the other night.
I did that. Oh, come on.
You just admitted it.
Richard.
You know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do.
Talk about how you went to the vet.
It wasn't a vet.
To the doggy daycare.
I will. Thing. I'm going to put my new CD5 behind the wall.
Good, everyone.
Behind the wall.
That's when you thought there wasn't going to be anything more for you to fucking listen to.
I'm going
to
put, who is that?
It's a Hollywood Reporter. They text me every day stories.
Let me see.
It's just like I have a friend over there texts me every day a story.
That's not from the
Washington Post.
It's not a text. That's from Twitter.
Oh, my God. Well, then stop asking. Who's that?
Well, I thought it was important.
Who's that?
I thought it was important.
Who are you going? Who's that? Who do you know at the Hollywood Reporter? That's something you would say. Did you see somebody on Twitter put a picture of pallbearers taking
Yeah, what was that?
Because remember, you were talking about going to your friend's funeral, and I suggested that you only go to funerals because you know people are like, oh, is that Rich Voss?
Yeah,
no. I'd love to hear at a funeral. Is that Rich Voss? And somebody who wrote the pallbearer, like looking that way.
Oh.
Is that Rich Voss?
Oh, I thought they were saying that I was dead or something.
God. It was so funny. It made me literally laugh out loud. Because I'd forgotten that was a thing of yours.
Oh, yeah.
To go to funerals. Well, because this guy was a comedian, so you knew you would get it.
Who was it? It was kind of funny, even though I didn't get it.
Even though a friend of yours died? Ooh. Good thing it was a week ago. We can laugh about it now.
No, the tweet was kind of funny. That was a comedian. That wasn't a comedian.
No, I don't know who that was. I didn't make note of it.
So I'm going to put my new CD5 behind the wall this week or next week.
Whoa, ladies and gentlemen, that's a good reason to go behind the wall for $1.99 a month. $1.99 a month. And also, we don't do Patreon, so.
And that's another.
And everyone does that. So
first of all, that's the second CD I'm putting behind a wall. Okay. I put pictures. You've put nothing.
I'm going to though. I'm writing down a list. Public fights. I'm going to do a bit called I Didn't Know I Was Being Recorded, where one of us records the other one and then puts it on the wall.
You would never know how to record me on this. You don't know how to record.
I'd use my phone, dipshit. What am I going to carry this in the car? Carry this whole thing? Nothing. Don't worry about it. No. I just like carrying around the podcast equipment.
I bet you don't even...
Just drive. It's okay. No one's recording you. I love that your thing was like, you don't have the list that I use every time.
The what?
You have a fucking list.
I don't have the list anymore.
You finally memorized it. You better write down that list because you know one day you're going to... All of a sudden you're just going to sit down and be like, I don't know how to do it. Okay, I didn't know I was being recorded. I think it's a good bit. I'm writing down.
Oh, can't do it when we're trashing people.
Well, you know, you gotta think about, is this going to start an enormous fucking fight and is it worth it?
With another person?
No, with your spouse, you fucking idiot.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not an idiot. I said I can't... You can't record if I'm trashing somebody else.
I wouldn't do that because I don't have to make rules like that. That's just something I wouldn't do. I wouldn't set you up for colossal fucking shit. Would you set me up? That's the question I have to ask.
That's gross.
Yeah. Like, you'd probably do me like coming out of the shower or something and think that was like so hilarious.
No, what the fuck? No, I'm not going to piss Peter off.
Peter. How, like, what is me coming in the shower have to do with Peter?
I don't know.
I'm an animal. I'm a whale.
You're an animal.
At first, I thought I was like wearing fur. I'm like wearing fur out of the shower. But no, you're going right into like, I'm a pig. A pig coming out of the shower.
Right. So what?
Hey, Rich, put that camera down.
Whoa, look at Bonnie. A little excited to do the podcast.
A lot of people think I can only do a couple of X's. I can do animals, okay? Is that a good Jersey accent? Because I've been trying to do a Jersey accent.
Let me hear you do it.
What do you want me to do? Hey, get this dog out of here. What are we trying to do? A podcast? Forget about a dog. I got no cannolis over here for this kid.
What is it? Goodfellas?
I don't know. And does it sound like a girl or a guy?
It sounds ridiculous.
I think I'm doing a girl. That's how the girls talk around here.
How do they talk?
Hey, what you looking at? Oh, you like eyes up here, motherfucker, all right? Oh, I'm hot to you? Is that what you think? I'm hot? You think I'm hot over here?
Oh, God, it's annoying. You're annoying.
It's so good.
It's so annoying.
I can't believe, like, you know, in Canada, you just have that one thing that everybody does.
When are we going to get our dual citizenship?
I'm working on it.
How are you working on it?
Well, because I have to renew my green card.
What do I got to do to get dual citizenship?
Fill out. So once I renew my immigration and take the test and become a full-fledged citizen, I don't renounce my Canadian citizenship, so then I'm a dual citizen. And then my family fills out paperwork. Then I went to the website and I checked it out.
How long is it going to take?
Maybe like 4 or 5 years. No, I don't know. It's going to take a while.
What are you talking about?
It's because I have to wait because I'm not allowed to renew my thing until at least 6 months before it's expired. So it's not up to 6 months yet.
When does it expire?
Like June. No, expires in January next year.
Oh, brother. It might be too late.
I mean, I'm doing the best that I can.
I gotta take the
dog. Are we gonna move to Montreal or Toronto, do you think?
I'm not moving to Montreal. If I moved to Canada, which I'm not, okay, because I love this country.
Your thing is,
it's too cold.
Get the bunkers ready. You've got all the canned goods. I went down there. What do you got canned goods in the?
Because we have to spend a couple of days downstairs.
But what is gonna? You think it's a race war that's coming? I think it's just total dictatorship. Oh, no, I think it's going to be, clunk, clunk. It's gonna be loitering. Martial law, lockdown.
People loitering.
You can't get out.
People riding.
Showing your papers. That's what I think. No. So I say get out now. We're going to Switzerland now. You know what I mean?
Switzerland?
I don't know. Where did the Jews go?
They're not. You mean Sweden?
They didn't go to Sweden.
No, I'm saying now.
Oh.
We go to Sweden?
Oh, no, no. I'm just saying, I'm making
a... Are you making a note where we're going?
Okay, whatever.
I know where I'm going in, when this is done, to puppy Bow Wow or doggy Bow Wow. Or...
Oh, so we took our dog in.
Yes.
To go ahead.
No, it's a place where you can board your dog when you're away, or you could drop it off for babysitting or doggy sitting, puppy sitting or doggy sitting for the day, and they'll train it or they'll let it play with other dogs or they'll groom it. Whatever. It's a camp. It's a camp for dogs.
It's and Camp Bow Wow.
Camp Bow Wow. And
it looks great. People see the dogs all seem very happy.
You could watch it from your house.
You can watch it on a monitor.
How do we do that?
So we're going away, and then at some point, I'm not going to say when. We got to take her in, so we have to take her.
Why we're not allowed to advertise it yet, right? Say when we're going.
No.
Okay.
But we have to take her in beforehand to acclimate her. So you got to take her in today. But we took her in for an interview. They do an interview.
Yeah.
She did very well on verbal and not so good on the written portion. That's my joke. That's my joke. That's all I got. That's all I could come up with for that. So we had to leave her for a little while and then discuss with the woman who runs the place. And you were full of questions.
That's what you got to be. You got to be full of questions, especially when you're bringing your dog to a new place. You ask different things. You find out. You get as much.
But how long would you have stayed there talking to her if I hadn't been like, okay, let's go?
Another hour.
Yeah, you were just like, she was like, you could see her like going from one foot to the other, like, oh, okay, you guys can head out.
I didn't ask anything stupid. I asked.
Oh my God.
What?
Everything was like, I don't understand. You just like hearing yourself talk. You just start, your method is listen last if you absolutely have to.
Yeah.
That's your thing. It's just talk. That's the way you just outgoing. That's all you are, right? She's like, the dog stays overnight. You can use our food. He can bring his own food. And we feed him 3 times a day. Our dog, do we just leave the food out all day? Is that okay? She's like, yeah. Is that a good thing to do? Do owners do that? Yeah, I guess. It's fine. Our dog barks at night. Is that okay? She's like, yeah, dogs like to bark. Ooh, our dog nips at our heels when we go. Is that okay? Sometimes when we try to leave, why were you asking I was like, oh my God. Our dog sits on the couch. Is that okay? Our dog poops sometimes. Is that okay?
No.
Our dog won't poop outside. Is that okay?
I didn't ask those questions.
Our dog will jump up on you if you sit down. Is that okay? Our dog likes people. Is that okay? Why are you asking so much? Is that okay? Sometimes she won't drink all her water. Is that okay? She's telling you at 5 pounds. Is that okay? When you said she barks sometimes, I was like,
I didn't say she barks sometimes.
Yes, you did.
No, I said she's a good watchdog. I go for
She's a good watchdog. She'll bark like if people walk by. Is that okay?
I didn't say
that. Is that okay? Like, you're not doing the interview. You're like, is that what you thought?
What?
Like, you were trying to, like, pass the test or something? I don't understand what you were doing.
They're dog people, so I like to find out more dog stuff. That's all. That's what they do.
We forgot her leash. Is that okay?
Mm-mm.
Our daughter doesn't play with our dog enough. You were even doing that. Is that okay?
No.
Is that okay? Our daughter won't talk to our dog. Is that okay? Yeah, you started like telling them everything about our family. Like if we'd been there 10 more minutes, it would have been like, we had sex 2 nights ago. Is that okay? I have to take half a pill. Is that okay?
I don't
know. You're like She's like sitting there, like waiting for you to go, and you're practically leaning over the desk at this point. She's like showing us the door, and you're like, "Our daughter won't talk to her. Our daughter only is on her iPad all the time." I'm like, "Okay, Rich, thanks. That's not true. Let's go." It's true. Is that okay? Like at one point, she was like,
"What
yeah."
are you doing?
Go ahead.
She was like, "I don't have a dog." And then she starts doing it back to you. I don't have a dog. Is that okay? I work here.
You know, there's stuff you have to find out. This is their living.
We always just get any different kind of dog food. Is that okay?
You know, and did we come out with a lot of info kissing me?
No, it's just like, what do you mean? She nips at our heels when we try to leave. Is that okay? It's like, well, what is the lady going to do? You should shoot your dog. Yeah, that's not okay. Shoot your dog. How is your dog big enough to strangle? Just strangle your, crack its neck.
She didn't say that.
Just crack your dog. This dog does not deserve to, up on the bed, hey, crack its neck.
Look at all I know is the hairstylist there recognized me.
Oh my God, this is my theory. Somebody came out and was like, "Are you Rich Voss?" Right? Yeah. After when I was in the car.
Yeah.
Because I left and went into the car while you were still like, "Is that okay?" So then, this is my theory that somebody was like, "There's a fucking jackass in the lobby." And then the person just went, "Maybe it's Rich Voss," like just on a whim, and then came out, "Oh my God, it is Rich Voss." You know that like people like, are like, "I ran into him." "Oh, I ran into him once. He was a fucking asshole."
I'm not an asshole.
"He told me to get my fingers out of my hair when I was serving coffee."
Yeah. Yeah. "When they're making my food, don't rub your fingers through your hair and then make my fucking food. Even if you have gloves, watch your nasty hands."
Oh,
touching your
this
face.
This is the kind of argument that we're seeing a lot of lately. It's the morally superior argument. This is why you're allowed to let yourself get so mad. Because in your mind, you have a moral stance.
No, in my mind.
And it's, yeah, okay, whatever.
In my mind,
I agree. You're right. You shouldn't, people shouldn't. But the way that you like, "I will now destroy this person."
Mm-mm.
The character is terrible.
No. No, I just.
Jim Norton tells a story about how he went into a coffee shop or something, and they were talking about what a fucking asshole was just in there. And he looked out the window and you were walking by.
Because the guy had his finger. He was making coffee. He put his fingers in the cup to pull up the cup. Put his fingers in the cup.
I know, but most people would be like, "Oh, that kind of grosses me out. Can you please give me another cup of coffee?" You're like this. "Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? You disgusting fucking vermin. You're an animal." Like, do you need to go that far with it?
I don't go that far. Then I say, "Is that okay?
Is that okay? Is that okay?"
To put your fingers
in the cup. I yell at strangers. Is that okay?
And when I'm out of line, I apologize.
"Our dog likes a stuffed animal that's my daughter's. Is that okay?" "Our dog just stares into space sometimes. Is that okay?"
I'm hungry.
Is that okay?
I'm surprised. You know what? You got to make breakfast every now and then. Right? That's not hard. You whip up some good eggs.
I'll whip up something right now.
No, I gotta go.
I haven't eaten yet.
I gotta go.
Oh, well. It does smell like poop, though. Did she poop?
I smelled that earlier.
Maybe she went on the...
No, but she was scratching her butt on the thing.
Oh,
that
means... That's not good. That means there's poop somewhere.
It does?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know where. Let's put a pin in this right now, and this is the kind of thing we'll put behind the wall. I'll make a video of you looking for the dog poop in the house. This is the kind of $1.99 a month, folks. I think it's worth it.
Smell? Do you smell?
I smell.
I'm gonna put my new video behind the wall. Okay, so this weekend I'm in Harrisburg Friday and Saturday at the Comedy Zone. This Friday and Saturday, the comic I'm working with, Shane Gillis or whatever, something like that.
Oh,
Shane
just Gillis. any name that you can think of is probably close.
Shane Gillis.
Fine.
We worked with him in Philly when we did the secret show, the tall guy that was nervous to meet you, he said, because you're mean, the tall guy.
I have no recollection.
When we did that,
he do a set?
Yeah, remember he was the host, the tall guy, Shane, when we did Philly that.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So he goes, he tells me his mom is a big fan of mine.
Oh my God, that's got to be embarrassing.
And his mom said to him,
that's like the worst compliment in the world. My mom likes you. That is the worst. Because you know what I mean? It sounds like an insult.
No.
Yeah, my mom likes you.
Well, he said, you know, since he's working with me in Harrisburg, his mom said, why don't you have him over for dinner one night? Like, you know.
So you're going.
No, do you think I would really go to a stranger's house for dinner? Yeah, I'm going on Saturday early.
And then you guys just hold hands under the table.
Who?
You're going to meet his mom.
His mom's married.
Oh my God, I was making you and him the couple.
He's tall and big. He's like a lumberjack.
Oh, you're really physically now assessing if you'd...
I'm not going to hold hands with some big fucking guy. My two new favorite shirts on stage are my blue and black flannel.
Well, folks, this is all free information right here.
I just want
you're getting an exclusive.
I just don't know. Fighters.
My Wife Hates Me podcast. If you see Rich wearing a blue and white flannel that looks like it's been tailored.
I had a tailor.
Oh my God, I just remembered that. I can't believe I haven't talked about this. Oh my God, I can't believe this.
What?
See, you do so many things that are just like, what the fuck? He got a flannel. Ladies and gentlemen, Rich Voss went ahead and, because I said, that shirt looks too big. He was like, I love it. It's not that it's too big. It's that it's too thick. It's very thick.
No, not the blue one. The black one's thicker.
He did you get the black one also, Taylor?
No, that's cut perfect.
You got the blue one. He got it taken in.
Yeah.
Taken in.
Yeah, so it's tighter to the body and it shows more of my physique. It looks good. It doesn't just flap like I'm going camping. Now it looks like a shirt you could wear on a...
Who the fuck? What the fuck, Caitlin Voss? What the fuck?
What?
What man gets a flannel shirt tailored? Please tell me. Please explain this to me. I bet you are also wearing your work boots. Listen to me right now out there. I know you get it. When you see Rich Voss wearing a flannel shirt.
Blue.
With his fucking... What kind of boots are those?
What, my Tims?
Your Tims. Wearing them with your Tims. It is bullshit. Okay, he's probably wearing a girdle also.
No.
He got his fucking... What man do you know that wears Tims? That tailors his fucking flannel shirt.
On stage, I don't wear Tim's unless it's snowing out.
I don't want to be judgmental about this. I'm just saying.
Your clothes to fit nice.
Yes, yes. I just, it's hard to imagine that anyone would be that
it's a
narcissistic
polo.
Or I don't know what the word is for it.
It's a blue, it's a polo flannel.
But a flannel is like, I just threw something on. Who gives a shit?
No.
There's my fucking accent hard at work again, by the way. Thank God I got it.
It's a blue. It's
I'm wearing my Tims. I got
polo.
My flannel shirt. You know what I'm saying?
It's a polo flannel.
You go to this tailor that I go to. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. You should wear that with your fucking gloves and your bonnet.
I don't have a bonnet. What are you talking
about? Honestly, it's not about the male-female thing. It's about the fucking who does that. It's like me like buying a sweatshirt to wear around the house, but I went and fucking got it tailored.
Why? I got my tank tops taken in. They were too big.
Oh, my God.
You remember what?
This is a whole new level what? Of...
My tank tops were too wide.
And yet you won't fucking invest in a nose hair clipper. I mean, it makes no sense to me. It makes no sense.
I bought three gym
Get
tank
rid of
top.
Your nose hairs. Forget about the fucking tailoring.
I like tailoring. I like my stuff to fit right. I'm trying to decide what to wear during the Patrice benefit. I might wear the black flannel.
Oh my God. This is what I hear about stuff like this. Like way in advance, he'll start being like, is this match? Is he so, why don't you take a couple of outfits over to the doggy daycare? I'm thinking about wearing this and this. Is that okay? I got my shirt tailored. Is that okay?
Why don't you write down this podcast and the Taylor bit and the for your best of CD?
No, this doesn't go in best of.
Why? That's funny.
You're not even close. The funeral, maybe the thing about the when you were gonna. Oh my God, I can't even believe that.
What?
It's still
the renting. What renting? People agree with me on that.
I was going to put a basement apartment in my house. Is that okay?
I don't know why you think you're so much better than people. And you
I don't think I'm so much better than people. I don't have... Look, there's one person that I think I'm better than.
Who?
It's you. Okay?
You think you're
That's
better?
It. Because who says stuff like that? Like, I mean... Look, and I'm not, believe me, and people know this, I'm not a smart person. That's why this is so, it's such a challenge for me. It's like too much for me even to express all the dumb shit that you do all the time. Because I'm not that far ahead. You know, why am I burdened with exposing all your idiocies?
I bet you there's half the listeners, or maybe three quarters ago, you know what, I bought a shirt that I love.
But okay, you can get a shirt tailored. That's not the point. You should get your shirts tailored if you're like, you know, wearing a shirt and tie kind of a thing and it needs to be right. A flannel bum around shirt.
It wasn't bum around. It costs $50 or $60. It's a polo.
Well, this is the kind of conversation where I won't do it anymore. People know my thoughts on it. You have your thoughts on it. Let's move forward.
Oh, okay. What
You're
else?
You're a motherfucking idiot.
Who's is this? My dog. Go.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, yeah, really, Rich. Taking phone calls. Public fights is another thing I want to put behind the wall, and it is just Rich and I getting into fights in elevators and stuff with other people, and then recording their faces.
What's that?
Like getting into fights with the public fights is us getting into fights in public. But really, it's like where other people can't get away.
Yeah, so what about it?
That's one of the things I want to put on the
wall.
A TV
show we wanted to do.
Well, no, not a TV show. Segments.
Yeah, segments or YouTube.
Well, YouTube. Now we can put it behind the wall. Now we can do it.
Who's going to film it? And you can't put people behind a wall. You can't just put strangers up on the internet.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Why, we're not getting any money off it?
Yes, we are.
Of course you can.
No, you can't. You can't film people and put them on the internet.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can, Rich.
Are you crazy?
Yes, you can.
How?
Go look at YouTube. Do you see any fucking fuzzed out faces? Yes, you can.
I don't think so.
Yes, you can.
How do you know those people aren't getting
I'm
releases?
I'm not saying it's right, but you can. You can do whatever you want on the internet. There's no. It's like a fucking wild, wild west out there. Nobody knows what's right and wrong.
How do you know that those people don't have releases?
I just use my brain for 2 seconds. I use my brain for 2 fucking seconds. Regular people at a birthday party. Do you mind? I was going to put this on my Facebook. Do you mind signing this release? Are you fucking, do you think about anything for more than a fucking second? I can't take it. I gotta go. I just like, what?
You can't just put people up.
Go look at like people doing live Facebooks and stuff. Are they walking? Do you see them handing people fucking?
No, at their parties, they might have a sign that says, if you enter this party, you can.
No, Rich, stop it. Stop it.
You never seen that?
Richard.
Oh, you don't call me Richard. My mother called me that.
I fucking blame her.
Were you
bullshit right now?
All right, that was the chimney guy. We got to get it fixed.
Our chimney?
The fireplace.
Why? What's wrong with it?
The floor on it, the bottom of it. They said there's some cracks in it. It's gonna cost $350. Another $300.
Oh, that's cheap when it comes to chimneys.
And then I pay, you know, just miscellaneous stuff costs so much these days. You know, and the guy
got that right.
The guy that
you got that right. You know what I'm saying?
The guy that inspected it. The guy inspected it.
Bada boom.
The guy inspected it said, "Oh, you need a. It's kind of cracked." But they're just doing that so you hire them to put.
Oh man, can't get nothing by Rich Voss.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope you sign a release. Okay. All right. Next time you're remember like if you're in a store and they have hidden security cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
You know they can't show the police that and if there's a crime or something unless they have a release.
That would have been a lot better if you didn't stutter your way through it. Okay.
Yeah, you know in like Law and Order, they just cut that part out. But they do, they say, "Hey, do you have a release for these people?" And then sometimes they show the police the video and then the police go, "Did you get a release?" And the guy goes, "No, I didn't." And then the police end up arresting that person, not the person who committed the crime. It's really crazy out there with the releases. You gotta get them. You gotta get them.
You're so good at this. I got a stomach. I really don't have a lot today because I'm hungry. I got a lot going on.
Oh, well, by all means then, for this fucking 1 hour of your fucking life.
Do you have to curse?
Settle into... I don't know why you like doing the podcast.
Has anybody...
Do you like doing it?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy this right
yes.
now?
Yes. Okay, you make me laugh. I like laughing.
Oh, you're one of those. love it.
We started.
I hate laughing.
First of all,
it hurts my stomach. Number one.
If you're watching The Affair,
yeah,
just like Carol Leifer said on her post on Facebook, we thought we saw the last episode. Then we both read Carol Leifer's post, and she was 100% right. We don't give a fuck.
I want people to imagine it like this: us. Hovering on the bed over one computer.
No, we...
Lying on our stomachs, reading Carol Leifer's posts together. Sometimes we'll switch glasses. So fun.
No.
And that's how...
But I agree with her. How...
Carol Leifer... Hey, honey, 10 minutes Carol Leifer posts.
Well...
Let me just get my PJs on and then we'll get down into the Carol Leifer post stuff. Every night we read Carol Leifer's posts together. It's really like a nice thing that we found together to do together. We do Carol. We do a couple of people. We read Carol Leifer's posts, and
what?
I thought you would ad lib two other fucking.
Oh, yeah. We read.
Woo.
Jen Kirkman, she has to say about...
Then we do Jen Kirkman's Twitter feed.
Twitter feed, we do that.
Whoa, that one. Sometimes we're like, is she joking? Is she not joking? Is she joking? Is she not... We're just back and forth on that all the time.
And
we
then we'll know. Just... Then we'll find just a regular person, a random person that we don't even know, like just a regular person on Facebook, and we'll go and read, you know, about their...
That's not good.
Oh, no.
I don't like that. Let's not go down that path. There's no comedy in a nobody.
Yes, there is. When we read about how we have to pray for their dogs and their cats, and we do a lot of praying for people. A lot of people. There's been less people asking for prayers on Facebook. Now that Trump is president, it's more political than prayers. You know.
I mean, the one good thing is that we're all so into... I remember people used to be like, I'm not really into politics. Like, you don't hear that too much anymore. I mean, if you go like, I don't really follow politics. What if you didn't know what was going on at all? Like, people are like, I don't know who the president is. I don't know. I don't follow it. I don't know who won. Don't tell me. I've got it DVR'd. I'm really behind.
So we watched we thought it was the final episode of The Affair last week, and it wasn't, which would have been a good final episode. And then they had to, was this the final episode? We don't even know if this was the final episode. It might not even be the final episode. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, it was. But you know why I think it was?
Because we saw his ex-wife in the window.
Yeah, and they go, where are you going? And he didn't answer.
Spoilers.
Well, it's 2 weeks old.
It's still.
And it would have been one that came out last night if it was. Anyhow, thank you, Carol, for the update.
Also, and your Monday night post, hilarious. Okay, just as a FYI.
I wish
and keep those pictures coming, Carol. We love them.
I wish you would have made our movie if stupid Bob who shot it didn't fuck up the shoot.
You're now thinking
what?
That she's listening. She's not listening. She'll never listen. She won't hear it. Relax.
No, I'm not relaxed. I'm serious.
You just had a guilt, a pang of like.
No, not guilt.
No one listening would have known that she was shot for our movie.
Yeah.
We shot her.
We tried to.
And the sound didn't come out.
It was a sound and
it was a fucking colossal error.
Not on our behalf.
Well.
Because Paula Bell was great. She didn't come out that day either.
No one that day. The sound didn't work for any single person that day. But I should have known before the end of the day.
Why?
Because I was directing it. I should have known it.
You should have checked what the cameraman was.
I never double check. I'm not a double checker. I'm like, everyone should know their job and do your job.
Well, anyhow, so we didn't like the finale of the fair. But we started. Okay, we're three episodes into Sneaky Pete. It's kind of like, everything is too cool.
It's Netflix talk. Amazon talk.
The problem with that is everything is, look at that coincidence. Oh, look at that coincidence. Everything is just too, you know what I mean? It's too easy.
I think it might be supposed to be. I don't know. Maybe I'm giving it so much credit because it's.
Well, there's good actors and actresses, and it's created.
What's his name? Graham Yost or whatever?
And, Cranston is one of the producers and creators. I mean, you would think, but it's good.
It's entertaining.
Okay. Yeah, it's not. We don't hate it. We don't love it. We're neutral about it. But we watched one episode of The Young Pope last night.
Right. I might have been too tired to deal with it.
I don't know. I want to give it a
shot. I never
knew
what was going on, if it was a dream or real.
No, that was real, but he...
I know, but even when it was real, I kept thinking, is this not real?
Well, because the thing is...
Don't start your fucking whole series off with a fucking 10-minute dream. That's dumb. I said it. It's stupid, because you need to know the What we're dealing with here. What is this show? Who are these people? What is the tone?
Well,
you start with the unreliable narrator. I'll never know.
Well, I figured it out. But it's got to be good if Diane Keaton's in it. She's not going to take something.
She's good. Well, what about the other guy?
Oh, and Jude Law. So it's got to turn out. I mean, look, we're comparing everything to Borges and...
Oh, Rich.
Borges.
I love when you turn into like the all-knowing
and
movie
Tudors.
And television.
See, we compare it to Borges and Tudors or Borges or whatever the fuck it's called in Tudors.
Oh, my God.
We compare it to that. And
television reviews with Richard Voss.
And that's our problem. You know, when we were done with The Wire, we tried to watch Dexter and we got through two episodes. We go, we can't watch this. It doesn't compare to The Wire. But then everybody said, that watched this series of Dexter, that it was great. But we didn't get through two episodes because we just came off The Wire.
We didn't give it enough time between The Wire and Dexter.
I mean, The Wire was so real. And then Dexter, you had the hacky fucking sergeant that didn't, well, not hacky. But
my friend was the fucking executive producer.
He was the executive producer? Yeah, well, big deal. Yeah. My friend was fucking... the one who created the dream sequence for The Young Pope.
Well, he can kill himself.
So, and, we also tried, what was the one? Oh, fuck. That I wanted to watch more of. And everybody says it's great. The one with Elliot Gould in the first season. And it was too over the top. On Showtime.
Everybody says it's great too. Well, who cares?
The
whole world is supposed to like everything together.
Don't give it a chance.
I watched eight episodes. I didn't like it. I said, hey, Anytime you were like, let's watch it, I was like dreading having to watch it. So I said, you know what? Go ahead. Finish watching it yourself. If you enjoy it, that's fantastic. I love Deadwood more than life itself. And yet you don't like it.
I watch everything at Deadwood. You're the one who bailed out halfway through the third and last season.
No, I keep trying to go back. You're like, I'm done with that.
No, I don't. You don't remember anything from Deadwood.
Well, I'll go back and I'll...
I'm laying next to Deadwood. Now I got to watch it.
Oh, wait, folks. Oh, finally, after 307 episodes, he's finally got a funny one in.
How about when the lady at Puppy Bow Wow or Doggy, what's it called?
Camp Bow Wow.
We were walking. She was giving us a tour and she said, don't pay any attention to your dog.
Don't look at your dog. She said, just walk by your dog. Don't look at your dog.
Don't pay attention.
Okay. Don't pay attention to your
dog. What was my joke? That's no problem. I'm married.
hilarious.
Killed.
I'll just do what I do to my wife.
Killed. The timing was perfect.
I saw her. She was ahead of me, so I couldn't see her face, but I saw her shoulders moving up and down.
Killed it.
She loved it. She actually didn't, and I don't think she liked you, but that's okay.
No one likes me.
You know, I see in women's faces sometimes with you, they're like, oh, God, one of these guys. I got to just put up with it.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. I got to leave in 5 minutes.
Good. Glad you learned.
This weekend, I'll be at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone Friday and Saturday this weekend. Next weekend, I'm in Bayonne doing a show that's on my website. Bonnie's got tons of stuff coming up.
On February 11th, I'm at Poughkeepsie. Laugh it up. Poughkeepsie. Get in there to laugh it up. It's a Saturday, February 11th. And Ken Krantz is opening for me. A lot of people are getting to know Ken Krantz. Headliner in his own right, but coming to open for me in Poughkeepsie.
Are you driving up with him?
I hope not. I'm not going to do that again. It was too awkward.
Why?
I don't know. He's like, I don't need to try to make conversation.
Just have Raina sit up front and put him in the back seat.
And then at the end of February, I will be at Mohegan Sun, ladies and gentlemen. The 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Mohegan Sun, February.
You know what? That's 23rd, 24th, 25th. Go to richvoss.com for all my dates. I got tons. I mean, I'm booked up forever. You know, Florida, Vegas, this weekend.
Forever.
But I'm going to start putting Bonnie's dates on my website since she doesn't have a website.
You can do it if you want, but then you're going to be like, give me your dates and I won't give you my dates. And
so then I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not because you won't do it. It's because you'll need me to do something that
guess
I won't
what,
do.
I'm cutting you off right now.
Okay.
Goodbye.
See you guys later.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.